This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
6 Minute Grammar
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to 6 Minute Grammar with me, Finn.
And me, Catherine. In this programme, we're talking about the words all, every, each, both, either, and neither.
Also known as quantifiers. So let's start by listening to Darren. He's been talking about how to choose a tablet.
While you listen, think about this question. Why do customers have difficulty choosing a tablet?
Should you have either this one or that one? All customers choosing a tablet ask themselves that question because each tablet is slightly different. Take the APIC 1 and the Negus 2. Both tablets have similar specs. While neither tablet is heavy, the Negus 2 is lighter. This could make a difference every time you go out. Each of the tablets has 2 GB of RAM, but the Negus 2 is the faster device. And then there's the cost. While neither of them seems much better than the other, the Negus 2 is considerably cheaper.
That was Darren. So we asked you, why do buyers have difficulty choosing tablets?
And the answer is because each tablet has slightly different features.
Now, each, every and all can mean the full amount or total number of something. So we could say every tablet or all tablets.
Each and every are followed by a singular noun and verb. We say each tablet has and every tablet has, but all is followed by a plural noun and verb, so it's all tablets have. We could also say all the tablets have, but we don't use the with each or every.
Okay. There's also a slight difference in meaning between every and each. We often use each when we're thinking about the individual members of a group.
That's right. So to talk about the features of individual tablets, Darren said each tablet. But here's what he said later on.
This could make a difference every time you go out.
There he's thinking about all the times, not individual times.
Right. Listen for more quantifiers in this clip.
Should you have either this one or that one? Both tablets have similar specs. While neither tablet is heavy, the Negus 2 is lighter.
There we heard the words either, neither, or as some people say, either, neither, and both. We use these quantifiers to talk about two people or things. So in the phrase, both tablets have similar specs, both tablets means this tablet and the other tablet.
Neither tablet is heavy. That means not this one and not the other one.
Darren asked, should you have either this one or that one? Either is used mainly in questions and negatives to indicate a choice between two or sometimes more than two options.
Right, let's take a quick look at the verbs we use after both and neither. Listen, both the tablets have similar specs. Neither tablet is heavy.
So after both, the verb is positive and plural, have. But after either and neither, the verb is positive and singular, is. Let's have another clip.
Each of the tablets has 2 GB of RAM, but the Negus 2 is the faster device. While neither of them seems much better than the other, the Negus 2 is considerably cheaper.
So we heard each of the tablets and neither of them. You can use all, each, neither, either and both with of and a plural noun phrase like the tablets or with a pronoun like them.
Yes, so you could say both of the tablets or both of them.
Yes, and in this case, each of the tablets means the same as both of the tablets.
Because there are only two.
Exactly.
But we say each of the tablets has, that's a singular verb, but both of the tablets have, and that's a plural verb.
6 minute grammar
from BBC Learning English.
And it's quiz time.
Okay.
Number one. Which is correct? A, both of us lives in London, or B, both of us live in London?
And the answer is B, both of us live in London.
And let's do number two. Which is correct? A, neither of us likes the countryside, or B, neither of us doesn't like the countryside?
Ooh, well, this one is A, neither of us likes the countryside.
Number three, which is correct? A, answer each questions, or B, answer each of the questions?
The answer is B, answer each of the questions.
Fantastic. And that's the end of the quiz.
There's more about this at bbclearningenglish.com. Join us again soon for more 6 minute grammar.
Bye.
Bye.
6 minute grammar
from the BBC.